With your latest news, I'm Carslee Fuller. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service and Public Health and Travel Cayman are conducting an investigation into alleged breach of protocol for isolation. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins reports.
The investigation began after images circulated on social media showing travelers in quarantine aboard a boat. The pictures were taken on a boat that was dry docked at the private residence where the travelers were in quarantine. It was deemed that no breach occurred and there are no public health concerns at the moment. The public and travelers are reminded that a traveler is permitted to enter their private yard as long as this is not a shared space and has the adequate social distancing from neighboring properties. The public is also reminded that any person that is found to be in breach of the mandatory quarantine provisions will be warned for intended prosecution and is liable on conviction to a fine of up to $10,000 and imprisonment for up to 2 years. Anyone seeking clarification can reach out to the Travel Cayman team by email travel.support@gov.ky or by calling 945-0556. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
The new Ministry for Investment, Innovation and Social Development recently hosted 3 full days of strategic planning sessions. The off-site strategy planning sessions were facilitated by EY Cayman partners and staff and took place in the firm's new Wave space in Camana Bay. The Honorable Minister Andre Ebanks participated in all 3 days and tells Radio Cayman part of the workshop was to ensure that the ministry, its departments and units are aligned in benefiting and empowering all people in the Cayman Islands.
The ministry's social development remit will benefit immensely from meaningful, measurable reforms that result from being adjacent to both investment and innovation.
Chief Officer Eric Bush expressed his gratitude for EY Cayman for hosting and facilitating the sessions and to the 60 people who participated across the 3 days.
This collaboration is a testament to the forward-looking vision and mission of the Ministry of Investment, Innovation and Social Development, and the mindset and work ethic to which we will deliver on the government's strategic priorities in the next 4 years.
In other news, His Excellency the Governor Martin Roper says preparing in advance may well be the key to how Cayman recovers from a storm.
With our borders remaining closed, it has probably been a while since you have seen your passport. But now is the time to ensure your travel documents are in order, gather up important items like insurance papers, wills, birth certificates and property deeds, and make sure they are in one place where you can quickly add them to your grab-and-go survival kit.
In his 2021 hurricane message, Governor Roper urged residents to begin assembling their hurricane kits for the upcoming storm season, including home insurance and reaching a good decision about where to shelter. He says don't leave these things until the last minute. A hurricane preparedness brochure can be found online at caymanprepared.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carslee Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The United States and the EU have resolved their 17-year-long dispute over aircraft subsidies and agreed to phase out billions of dollars in punitive tariffs. The agreement should allow both to focus on the challenge posed by China's fledgling commercial aircraft industry. Flag-bearing Israeli ultranationalist groups are gathering in occupied East Jerusalem for their annual marking of Israel's 1967 annexation of the district. It's an early test for Israel's new government and risks renewed hostilities with Palestinian factions which have declared a day of rage. The Hungarian parliament has passed a law banning what's described as the promotion and portrayal of homosexuality and gender reassignment among those under 18. Rights groups have condemned it as an attack on European values that will further stigmatise the LGBT community. Taiwan says 28 Chinese military aircraft, including fighter jets and nuclear-capable bombers, have entered its air defence zone. It's the 5th incursion this month. An independent inquiry in London has accused the Metropolitan Police Force of a form of institutional corruption for concealing or denying failings over the unsolved murder of a private investigator nearly 35 years ago. Daniel Morgan was killed with an axe in the car park of a London pub. No one has been brought to justice. BBC News.